Hey guys, welcome back to the Geeks Advocate podcast. This is Bliku, back for another episode with my co-host,
Rain.
And so it's been a while since we've been on this podcast. And
long time.
Yes, long time. We're trying to like reorganize, resituate things, and now we're actually going to have the podcast available on more platforms. So even though we've been gone for a minute, we've been improving behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can bring you guys more great content and hopefully a lot more often. So how you doing, Rain?
I'm good. What you been up to?
Just been really busy, everything. I don't know if we've recorded episodes since Dragon Con, but I did do that. had a birthday shortly after.
Happy birthday.
Helped out with a Kickstarter.
That's what's up.
Korean Festival, which was kind of a bust. Well, Korean Barbecue Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But I vlogged about a lot of that stuff, so that's what I'm currently working on, is I'm revamping my YouTube channel so I can start doing different styles of videos. So I've been keeping very busy.
That's what's
How
up.
About you?
I made an effort to play my video games. I've been buying them and not playing them. So I've been playing Gears 5. If you are on our Instagram, you'll see I posted Astral Chain, The Judgment, and also Control. And I haven't played Control at all yet. That's still in the plastic. Judgment is dope because it's following it's like years after Yakuza series, and it's the same city. So everything's pretty much the same. It's very familiar. The storyline is totally different. Character is dope. So I'm enjoying that. Also picked up Covain. I started playing that 2 days ago. And next up is Borderlands 3, which is still in the plastic.
How dare you?
I know.
I've been playing the crap out of Borderlands 3.
I bet.
Put Gears to the side, and that sounds so bad. Okay, no, actually, it doesn't sound bad because I got stuck trying to fight that matriarch. I still haven't beat the matriarchs. I haven't beat the game,
there.
Guys. Yes, and I had help, okay? So that is just a really hard boss fight, and apparently, looking online, other people had issues with that too, so it made me feel a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But Borderlands had the lure of like shiny new thing with lots of loot, different guns and weapons and missions. And I want to know before people spoil it for me. So.
I'm excited to get on that for sure.
Yeah, I love the new Siren class. She has a different ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that she's a POC, and I will be cosplaying her.
That's okay? What's up.
At some point. But you know, I also am really kind of feeling Maya, and I liked her in the last game too, but I love her new outfit. Like, you saw it in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, I may have to push back Amara for Maya, but I'm still gonna do both. I want to do both, you know. But anyway,
you been watching anything?
I just watched My Hero Academia. Season 4 is out now, or at least the first episode is. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen this season. I can't really say a whole lot about it without spoiling it.
Yeah.
They did kind of do a little bit of a recap, which is useful when you have that far of a time span between the last episode and then the current one.
I know. It's been a minute.
Right. It's been a while. And that's really the only thing out right now that's on my list. So I asked some friends the other day about suggestions for new series to watch, so I'm going to check some of those out.
Cool. I watched that as well. Again,
what did you
can't
think?
Say much. I thought it was good.
Yeah?
I'm excited. I held off on reading the manga so I can just watch the series. But though it's getting a little tempting to go and see what happens, but I'm patient. I've been watching Demon Slayer. I can't pronounce his name, but Demon Slayer, whatever, is really good, and it's on Hulu.
That is so... just, you didn't even try. Whatever.
I'm not going to butcher that name at all. But it's awesome. It looks good. It has a pretty cool protagonist, and I do recommend someone go see it. I mean, if you haven't seen it already, because it's been out for a couple of months already.
Yeah, I know I mentioned it before here on the podcast, but I'm going to mention it again. If any of you guys have Hulu, they do simulcast for a lot of the currently airing anime.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if you have Crunchyroll, great, but I don't have Crunchyroll. So that's like the next best thing for me because I still get to see new stuff without waiting for the entire series to be out. So you should check that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on to our stories for this week.
Wait. We got to talk about cosplay.
Oh, well, I kind of did, didn't I?
Yeah, well, I didn't go to Dragon Con. So,
oh, you sound salty.
A little bit.
I feel it.
A little bit salty. So how was that?
Dragon Con was great. For the most part, I kind of missed the first, well, was it Thursday? It gets earlier every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I had like, was it 4 or 5 costumes that I took, but I only actually got the chance to wear 3. I did the aquarium for the first time this year.
How was that?
I made poor life decisions with my shoes because the costume itself was fine, but it was like 4-inch heels, man. And that was a bad idea with all that walking. By the end, it was like, what's going on with Mara? That's battle damage, Mara, because why she's got that limp, y'all. You know? So, yeah, it was fun. Out 1 to 10, I don't know, because we did the VIP thing. So the experience was, I'm going to say a 7. And the reason behind that is that even if you had VIP, it was cool that they had snacks, food, and stuff for you to eat. But if you wanted to get a drink, that line was so ridiculously long, and you had to go through that one area to get it. So you might get 1 or 2 drinks tops. They wouldn't let you go to like the other stands and stuff. So to me, that's not worth that extra amount.
Yeah.
You know, like I would go again, but I don't know if I would do VIP. So yeah, I did wear Mara at the aquarium. My friend did Aquaman. So obviously that's like great opportunity for photos.
Right.
I did Daenerys from season 1 of Game of Thrones.
Cool.
And I do want to do other versions of her because Daenerys is my chick.
Mm-hmm.
She is. Despite, you know, that ending, that's still my girl. And what else? Oh, yeah, Fallout. I did the vault suit.
Okay.
So I had a Fallout 4 group, and we did different versions. A couple of us were vault dwellers, and then we had, like, you know, different, not classes, but, like, mods and stuff.
Okay.
And ironically enough, my vault dweller suit and the combination of the wig that I had on looked a lot like,
oh yeah,
the Star Trek uniforms. And yeah. I didn't realize that until after I posted that on Instagram. So the resemblance is kind of close there too. So I'm thinking at some point there in the future, I may try to cosplay
knock that out. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I didn't get a chance to wear Freddy, but I did take it. I still need to get photos of it at some point, but
that's the funny thing. Yeah. I've been seeing nothing but sweaters. Cause I know that you were missing that. It's so many sweaters here that are like the Freddy Krueger sweaters. Torn and like fully assembled.
I know. And now they're everywhere. I really legit want to buy a different one because after I modified it, I didn't really like the sweater that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in comparison to the actual figure that I'm basing it on. Gotcha. So, I mean, I may use it, but I still want to get a different sweater. So you need to let me know where you saw those sweaters so I can redo that top.
Those pop-up shops, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, like Spirit?
Yes, that's exactly the store.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Spirits are everywhere, man. Like, if you close a store guaranteed within the week, it's going to be a Spirit Halloween.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. Maybe within the day. They just walking around in unmarked vans, swooping, throw a label up on the building. I don't know. But, yeah, overall, the convention was really good. I had fun. I didn't overdo it this year, so that's always good. Are we good? Do you want to talk about good? More cosplay?
Nope. My saltiness is over with. I'm good.
I don't know. I could do it. It's so strong. All these flavors to choose from, and you pick salty. All right.
How was your Dragon Con experience?
Okay, so moving on to that new, which are our stories for the week. I'm going to start off with your favorite, Rain, Apple.
Oh, yay.
Apple. So they actually have a VR headset in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that even though you're not, like, an Apple fan, that would be interesting to you, too. Except, like, it's not a standalone kind of thing the way the Google Glass was. It's supposed to be paired with the iPhone and used as a display. So, like, the iPhone itself is what's doing all the actual work, but the visual will be through the glasses. And it's supposed to go into production late this year, and they are projecting it to be released between April and June of next year. But I don't know how I feel about, like, what are your thoughts on that? Because you remember Google Glass was a flop.
Yeah. I like VR, period. I would never buy an iPhone, so that's not going to happen. But when you get yours, I definitely want to try it out. Mm-hmm. I think VR is, like, the next step, at least when it comes to, like, gaming and entertainment. It's getting there to where it's, like, legit the next thing other than TV and stuff, so... Looking at the pictures of it, I'm not sure if it's just concept art, but it looks really cool. It's not as bulky as, like, the Oculus or the PS4 VR headset.
Are you searching this again?
Yeah, I look at the pictures.
No, because I was like, I know you haven't seen it because you don't follow Apple.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
But I don't know if there's actual concept art for it because I just read an article and they may not have had it at the time. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that no matter how you feel about Apple, you know that stuff always looks sleek. I feel like that design is going to be fly, and you're going to be hating even more because Android doesn't have anything that cool yet. I'm just saying.
True. I mean, it's true. I mean, it is what it is. I'm still not getting it.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Because you have an iPhone now. Tell them about that.
What? It was issued to me.
Yeah, like, whatever, like, but you still got it, though. And then anytime something that I have over here on iPhone, next thing I know, so I downloaded that app. Don't hate.
The shade.
No, it's not shade. It's all facts.
I regret it all.
No, you don't. Because you would do it again. Okay, so next topic. Do you remember back in the day there was a Simpsons game called Hit and Run?
Yes.
So they're remastering that. For you guys that don't know, Simpsons Hit and Run was basically like a GTA or Grand Theft Auto style game, but it was featuring the Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I care. You know, like, like, who asked for this? I didn't even know that the Simpsons were still coming on TV. Are they? Because I think it is.
I think so.
I feel like the Simpsons have been on TV all of my life.
They have, like, a very long time.
It's crazy. It's got to be like the longest running show at this point.
I think that's what they got an award for at one point. So you're probably right. But I don't know who asked for it. I mean, maybe there's a special event or something that's happening in correlation with the release of this game.
I don't know. But I mean, at the time where Simpsons was really popular, that would have been great. But I know that we are really limited as far as, like, you know, what we had in the graphic capability world.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it, but it's still like, who asked for this, you know? Maybe if it were a different show.
Is it being remade for consoles or like phones?
I don't know. It just said it's like in production, so I don't even know if there's like official platforms that it's going to at this point.
Yeah,
but I would assume it's console because the original one was on a console.
Yeah, I didn't ask for it. Probably you did subconsciously.
No, I did not. Anyway, on to the next topic. Call of Duty Modern Warfare Special Ops Mode. They released a trailer for that. I don't know about you, but I haven't played a Call of Duty since Modern Warfare, like the first one.
Because
I just kind of like lost interest in it. It wasn't enough to make me want to invest to play a whole other game of it, you know?
Right.
But this looks really pretty, like the graphics and everything in that game. It looks really nice, like I'm tempted, because I just kind of want to see what the campaign is like and stuff.
I played Modern Warfare 2. I think last time I played, someone threw a knife across the map and killed me, and that was the last match I ever played
of
Call of Duty. I was done. I'm like, who starts the match and throws a knife up in the air and I'm the first person you kill?
That's because you're terrible at the game.
Negative. I don't know. Yeah, that was my last match. I'll never forget that. But they do look good. They do look good, though, visually. And they changed up some stuff, too, because I know it went to, like, futuristic, like, jetpacks-looking type thing.
Yeah,
almost
it was, like, in Titan space or something.
Yeah,
didn't they do one in space?
Yeah, they did do one.
Okay.
It was, like, VR. They had yeah. the VR one in space, yeah.
That was weird. I was like, so, okay, now you're Mass Effect.
Right. That's you exactly know, without what
the
like.
Great story.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
I heard it was
don't,
awful.
I didn't even mess with that. It looked cheesy. I was like, really? Are we out of ideas now?
That's exactly what it seemed like. Yeah. Let's throw this out there. They'll buy it. And some of them did.
They did.
You got your fans.
Not me.
Right.
Now, like, I think I have a Call of Duty. Was it Ghosts? Did they have a Call of Duty Ghosts?
They did.
Okay, yeah. I bought that for like $2, no lie. It's still in the case. Like,
yeah, it, I haven't it's even $2. Opened it.
Yeah, but I was like, hey, it's Call of Duty for $2. Right. I could have saved my money. Or I could have bought a taco.
Right, something.
I don't know. I could have bought something that actually would have been useful.
Of value, yes.
Exactly. Okay, mm-hmm. So moving on. Next story I have is about Polaroid. So there's this thing now called the Polaroid Lab. And it sells for $100. And basically, it allows you to print photos from your camera roll.
Oh, that's dope.
Right? I thought that was really cool when I saw it. But it's actually a physical, you know, object that you buy. It's not just an app. And mm-hmm. you place your phone face down on it. And then it prints out onto Polaroid film. Like, you know, the legit Polaroid film with cool. the little space at the bottom for you to write in and stuff like that. And it supposedly works for most Android and Apple phones from 6 and up. And I guess the iType and 600 film is like the standard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what it prints to. I just thought that was really cool. I would buy something like that.
Yeah.
You know, because you can print photos on the fly.
Yep. I like that. I know there's like other things similar to it. Like, you know, it's the camera itself that can print stuff out. But taking it from your phone, because phones have way better sensors than these like little $100, whatever they call it. They're cameras, but they don't have as much capabilities as our phones do. So.
Yeah. And I've even thought about buying those little portable printers anyway. Do you mm-hmm. know I'm talking about? Like they have them where they're wireless or Bluetooth.
Yeah, and you can about.
Print. Yeah, just because I want to be able to have little printout pictures sometimes. It's cool right. to have stuff on the phone, but sometimes you want a physical copy. Just like, mm-hmm. you know, it's very vintage and nostalgic, and I just think that's a fun thing. So,
man, when physical images become vintage, tells you how far along we've come.
Wow.
To like digital media. I'm just saying, I agree
Back
with you.
Back in my day, right. we had real photos.
And a photo album and everything. Yeah, exactly.
And they used to steal your soul.
Why you gotta go that old?
Because that's how you sounded. I yeah. remember when.
Yeah.
You kids right. don't know nothing about that. All on them Instagrams.
You guys see the shade? Do you hear the shade?
Okay, but I don't know. I just thought that was cool. And, you know, the holidays are coming and stuff. So that could be, like, a cool present to give to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if they're a person who takes a lot of photos, be it selfies mm-hmm. or whatever else. I just, you know.
And I just looked it up, and it's not that big. Like, you could bring it anywhere. I like it.
That's what she said. Okay, so... Yeah, but I also like, have you seen the little Fujifilm cameras? Those are really cute, too. They come yes. in different colors, and they give you a similar style photos, like instant photos that you can print out.
Yeah, I bought my mom one for her birthday.
How did that work out? Did she try it?
I don't know if she tried it out yet. She says she loves things like that, but I don't know if she's used it yet.
So that's a good question. Do you think it was a scenario where your mom was like, oh, this is great? But then she's trying to find out where the receipt is, so she.
Right.
you know, she, like parents.
She claims she wants to print it, but her excitement was a little bit more than that. A little bit, not too much. Okay. But a little bit more than that.
I was gonna say, like, my baby gave me a camera.
I'm gonna give her a call after this.
Where's the receipt? Oh, now yeah. you nervous?
Hey, mom, did you ever use that camera?
No, I just want to know because, like, I saw him on sale one time somewhere, and it was just. I thought about it, but then I'm like, what is the quality actually like? I guess I should search online.
I'll get more information. I'll definitely let you know.
Cool. So next topic, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you pay for a speaker subscription service?
A speaker's? No, I don't think so. Why?
I mean, it sounds like what? Yeah. So Sonos, you know, Sonos is a big name, like in speakers and sound equipment mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So they have this thing that they came out with called Sonos Flex. And it's basically where you can rent speakers for a monthly subscription fee. And I think they said they tried it out like in the Netherlands or something. I don't know how global this is just yet. It could mm-hmm. just be like a trial run. But so like for $16.50, you can get one pair of Sonos One speakers. For $27.50, you can get the one pair of Sonos One speakers, a Sonos Beam soundbar, and $55 is the other two that I just mentioned, mm-hmm. and then a subwoofer. So, you know, the price ranges are $16.50, $27.50, and $55, you know, for varying tiers of stuff that you get. But you're paying for that every month. In my opinion, I kind of feel like, why don't you just save that money
and then buy
the speakers at the end? Like, that doesn't, you know, it'd be one thing if it was like a rent to own sort of situation where you're just paying on it and ultimately you'll keep it at the end. But I don't think that's how this works from what I read anyway.
I just don't understand the subscription part. It's like renting.
That's what it is. You're renting speakers.
I don't know. It's not going to fly here, I don't think.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting, but it was kind of like, why would you do that? If I have $16.50 to put away every month, rather than paying them, I could just save it. And then by the time I make enough money, then I'll just outright buy the speakers.
Now, I think if these were like industry leading, like event speakers that were extremely expensive, then yes. Then you can use it for events or whatever. But just to have in your house, I don't know how much they cost. But they don't. I don't think some of those speakers that I've seen were over $300, $400. So I don't think it's really worth spending all that. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like $55, especially that tier, if you put away $55 every time you get a paycheck, couple months, you can go ahead and just buy the speakers rather than just giving away the money. So I kind of think that's weird. And I wonder how well that's going to do.
We'll find out. Right? Or not. If it don't work, we ain't never going to hear about it.
Okay, so next up, you can't stalk people anymore on Instagram.
Sure can't.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was joking, but...
You can't.
You sound genuinely disappointed by that, and I don't know how I feel about that. So Instagram is removing the following tab. Like the tab that says, like, following, where you can see others' activity. And the reason they say that they did it is because it's not serving its purpose. So now you can't see who other people are following. You can only view activity relating to your own account. I don't think it was ever necessary for me to use that anyway. Right. Not really.
It really is like a way of being nosy.
Nosy. That's exactly what it is.
That's the best way.
It's like, who's she following?
Right.
Who's he following? Yeah.
I don't see really any benefits. I mean, you can, let's say you had a favorite person you followed and you want to see what they're checking out. But again, it's still just being nosy.
So, I mean, it doesn't really affect me. But I guess for people that do that sort of thing, maybe, you know, they are concerned about it. But it's still worth mentioning because, you know, anytime Instagram makes a big change, there's always a, you know, big hoopla about it. All right. So next up, do you remember the 90s X-Men animated series?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, exactly. Because that is the topic. So Marvel is getting sued for that theme. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so they're getting sued for copyright infringement. There is a guy named Zoltan Crisco, and that name sounds made up, but
it sounds like a magician's name.
It does. A magician that loves fried chicken. I don't know. I'm so sorry, Zoltan person. It's just, that's the first thing that pops in my head. I think of that thing. Do you know the, oh my God, the little fortune telling machine?
Yeah.
With the guy. That's what it makes me think of.
When you walk past it, that's funny.
Where he gives you, okay, whatever. So, Marvel's getting sued for copyright infringement because apparently this guy says that it's similar to the theme song from this Hungarian cop show from the 80s called Linda. And so on behalf of the estate of Georgi Bukhan, I hope I'm saying that right, who is like the late composer of the Linda theme, there's a whole bunch of people under fire for this. You got Marvel, Disney, Fox, Amazon, and a bunch more. I'm not going to play it on here because I don't want to get sued too.
Yeah, he's in the
I got student loans, okay? But the part that just baffles me the most about this is that he says all of the success that the 90s X-Men show had was a result of the stolen theme song. Wow. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Negative. So it's got nothing to do with the actual story and the characters and the whole Marvel following fan base. It's all about the song. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that song is iconic because you automatically know what it is when you hear it. And it's, to me, like the best version they've ever come out with for an X-Men animated series. We can argue all day. I'm going to win. Okay? But I feel like you're giving it a lot. You are doing a lot by insinuating that this theme song is the reason for the success of the show.
They are insane. And I have like a little thing where it sounds more like Whitney Houston's. I had to figure out what the name of the song was. But Whitney Houston's I'm Your Baby Tonight, that sounds closer to me. If you listen to it, you don't got to do it right now. I don't hear no shade. But when you do listen to it, there's a...
No, I know what the song
right
sounds there, like. But no, there, okay. Mm-mm.
When you hear it, you'll hear it. But that's when I was like younger, I always heard that. So I never thought about anybody being copywritten or...
Now,
I don't know.
I heard that other song and I get where it could have... It has a similar... Like there are similarities... But mm-hmm. I don't think that those similarities are close enough to justify the lawsuit. And even more so, the stance that he's taking and saying that that song is responsible for the success. I'm going to tell you, I could have seen that intro with no music and still would have watched it.
Right.
Still would have been the best X-Men. Like, yes, it's a part of the intro, but it has nothing to do with the actual show.
I think it's popular now. Like, it was a good theme song then. But it's popular now because of nostalgia purposes. And everybody's, like, familiar with it because of the show. If the show was garbage, it wouldn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Oh, that's that theme song from that garbage show.
Exactly. And then, why did you wait this long? That show came out in the 90s. Exactly. So it wasn't until now. Like, what possessed you to discover this just now? You know?
Somebody broke
or somebody's on one. Like, I don't know. Either way, keep it moving, Zoltan.
He who loves chicken.
Exactly. Okay, so Ubisoft is making kid-friendly versions of their games Watch Dogs and Far Cry Blood Dragon.
What?
Why, Ubisoft? Doesn't that defeat the purpose? Isn't part of the appeal of those games the mature label? You know, like some of the elements involved in that?
What's a kid-friendly version?
I don't know. They said, I don't know, man. It's, I didn't even read any further than that. I just wanted to mention that just to say, Ubisoft, what the hell? I really did. Because I don't think that's necessary. If you're not old enough to play it, then you're just not old enough to play it.
Right. I mean, it's not that deep.
It's really not. You're going to remake this entire game just so kids can play. And I really, frankly, didn't think that Watch Dogs was that successful anyway. It seemed like it got hyped a lot for a minute, mm-hmm. and then you never heard about it again until E3.
Right.
So I just didn't think that needs to be a thing.
Nah. It's just a waste of money that could be put into making a better game.
Right. And same with Far Cry.
Right.
Okay, so also in gaming news, you know the game Death Standing? The one?
Yes.
Okay.
With the baby?
Yes. The Jar Babies. With King Kojima. Yes.
Yes.
So, anyway, apparently with this game, the Jar Baby. It just sounds so funny.
Sounds awful.
I don't know. It's, guys, okay, if you haven't seen it, Death Standing is a game that's coming out on PlayStation. Hideo Kojima, who is behind Metal Gear Solid franchise and basically like, you know, King Kojima, he is the developer of this. It has Norman Reedus in there, and it just looks like it's going to be a really cool game. Like, I can't wait to play it, like, visually, storyline, and all of that. Well, one of the scenes in the trailer, it had, like, a baby in a jar, and everybody was kind of confused, because, like, what? Why is there a baby in a jar? So, apparently, this baby in a jar is going to speak to you through the PlayStation controller. I feel like it's very fitting considering the creepy element of this game. But we don't know yet whether it's going to be the normal PlayStation controller or if you have to have that special edition controller from the bundle. Which would suck because who's going to buy a whole new PlayStation just for that? I hope they sell the controller separately because I would buy that.
Yeah, I think it'd be with the controller you have. That'd be kind of hard to do.
That game comes out on November the 8th, so it's not too far away from now. And ironically enough, speaking of PlayStation, the PS5 is slated, like they have a release ETA, not a physical date, but they're saying like Q4 of 2020, which is around the same time the Xbox is supposed to come out with their new one. So, you know, we get to see, like, the Battle of the Brands again.
I know. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. I want to see how shady Sony is going to be this time to Xbox. Because I was living for it last time. It was like, not even that they had to try. It was just the fact that they told the truth. And that was the shadiest thing they could have done.
They sure did.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It did. Because I didn't even mess with the Xbox until Gears 4 came out. And literally only did that because they had a custom console.
Right.
And I didn't have an Xbox yet, so it was perfect. Next up, my last story that I have here is actually about Jared Leto. Jared Leto, who we knew as the Joker in Suicide Squad, is a little bit salty right now. So, you know that new Joker movie came out. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it either.
But apparently it's amazing. Everybody that I know that has seen it loves it. But the thing about it is he's mad because he was allegedly supposed to be in a follow-up movie following the Suicide Squad. And there were actually two of them. One of them was based on Mad Love, and it was supposed to be Joker and Harley. And then the other one was just a solo Joker movie. So think about it. It's kind of a slap in the face to him to come out with a whole Joker movie that he's not even involved with.
He was awful. Well, I'm not blaming him because I think he's a pretty good actor.
I think he's a good actor, too, but I didn't like him as a Joker.
That Joker was horrible.
I mean, he looked...
He could have been a villain. He could have been any villain.
Right.
But he wasn't the Joker.
I know that for one, I wasn't feeling like the look of the Joker. He looked like meth head Joker. I've never seen that in any of these comics.
Right.
And from what I read leading up to Suicide Squad, it seemed like he was doing like this whole like methodic way of getting into the role and staying in character and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And while I get that and I respect that, I don't think that is true to how the Joker actually was. Like, yeah, he's a nut job. We all know that. Right. But I didn't like the way that he played it, you know?
Yeah. He said that he didn't get a chance to play it the way he wanted to.
And that there's a lot of footage. Oh, is that what he's saying now?
That's what he said, yeah.
Because that's not what he said before that movie came out.
Right. He wasn't expecting to be left out. Because there's a lot of merchandise and pictures that I'm seeing, like shirts and stuff on Instagram and Facebook, mm-hmm. that has all the Jokers listed. But he's not in any of them. As if he just never existed.
I mean, might as well, because, you know, even the ones that I didn't care for as much still did a better job.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like that old, old Batman, like, live action TV show. Yes. He was a better Joker, a way better Joker than Jared mm-hmm. Leto. My favorite has always been Jack Nicholson. You can say it's freaking Heath Ledger. I don't care. Jack Nicholson was like the epitome of the Joker for me for the longest time.
He was amazing.
Yeah. And plus, you know, we all know Jack Nicholson is like amazing as an actor in general.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, The Shining, come on now.
Right.
Everybody knows, you know, here's Johnny. I don't know. I just think it's like he needs to calm down. Like, why?
Right.
I get it that you're upset, but that should have told you where they were. You should have known from the reaction of the fans that either they were going to recast you or something was going to have to be revamped. You were going to have to go back to the drawing board with this character. But unfortunately, I feel like comic book fans a lot of times were not very forgiving.
Right.
And so once you screw over a character for us once, we're probably not going to give you another shot at it.
Yeah.
So that's all I have as far as my topics. Do you have anything this week?
I have a few things. Gears 5, as I said before, that's what I've been playing. We'll now issue bans up to a year for those who are constantly quitting matches. And that's for multiplayer and for Horde mode. Horde mode is what I play majority of the time. And when we get to like wave 30, wave 35, and you decide to jump out, then that becomes an issue. So they handed out some heavy, heavy bans on the Gears note. What you think about that?
I get it, because I think with this one more so, they are putting more of an emphasis on you completing the full Horde experience, meaning like 1 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. But if you're playing with a group of friends, it's kind of like an agreed upon thing. I think right. that if they're going to implement something like that, it should be like people get to vote. You know, or like maybe, you remember how they used to have like negative feedback that you could leave for a player?
Yeah, on Xbox.
Yeah. So maybe do something like that. Because just leaving a game, it doesn't always have to be voluntary. Hell, you could lose your internet connection. And that's going to be a quit. Yeah, I think
they're looking at that. They're looking at that and they can see like who's quitting and who's not. Like what's causing the quit. So that's the thing I was worried about too. But reading it, they can tell who's been doing what.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like that. I feel like you're getting too involved in that
in
sort
the
of
gaming
thing.
Experience.
Well, yeah, it's you're trying to control it too much. I could see if it was competitive or you know, some actual competition, but just casual gameplay, that really shouldn't be relevant.
Yeah, those bans are high. A month and a year is something that's drastic, and those are like your fans. Because honestly, not a lot of people are playing Gears 5 online right now, from what I've been reading. So to cut them out can probably hurt the possibility of a Gear 6.
Not to mention with all these microtransactions and stuff that they already have included in this game.
Yeah.
The way that you earn things and all that, and the monetary values when you want to buy stuff that you maybe can't earn. The fact that the store stuff is so limited. I know that one day I logged on and I saw this really cool skin for the weapons, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not going to have enough time to make that much. You know, I have a job and right. I have things to do, so I'm going to miss out on that one. There's some things that I like that are good changes, but there's other things that I'm not really a fan of. I do like that you can throw in money and contribute to the fabricator.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Once you got a good team, it's pretty solid. So I'll save the best for last. And you should know this is coming. Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Oh, hell. All right. Let's go. Let's have it.
So we know the CW has been great with all their crossovers and everything. And at one point, they did a crossover with Supergirl when she was on a different network. Of course, now she's on the CW. But now they have solidified my fandom as they bring back Tom Welling and Erica Durance from Smallville onto the Arrowverse. And I am super excited because it's not that far away. It is not that far away. Kicks off with Supergirl on December 8th. December 9th, it'd be on Batwoman. And December 10th, it'd be on The Flash. And then there's two more episodes after the winter break appearing on Arrow, which is January 14th. And what's that one show that nobody really watches?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes. Legends of Tomorrow, which is on the same day as like just the next episode after Arrow. So I'm super excited for this because there was a quote, and it was a very important quote, and it spoke about how the Arrowverse is basically created or would not be created if it wasn't for Smallville and the work that it did. So again, I'm just pumped and super excited for this whole crossover event. Of course, there's other people involved, but I don't really care. I just want to see Tom Welling as Superman finally. I know you don't care, but what do you think?
Okay, I have lots of thoughts on this, but nothing is really related to the actual show. More so to the fact of how hard you just fanboyed. Guys, he has sounded like gloomy and I don't know this entire episode until he got to that topic, and then it's just like you came to life. So
I was ready for this. Ready.
I feel like we just found out who his man crush Monday is. You know, through that. Yeah. And you know, I do like Tom Welling. I did like him as Clark Kent in Smallville. And I think it's awesome that they're doing a crossover like this because it actually gives me a reason to watch Arrow, which I haven't had for the past how many seasons. And it's the last season that it's on, which I'm kind of feeling lukewarm about, not going to lie.
Right.
Like I said, I lost interest a long time ago. I think it's shady, but funny. You're like that show that nobody watches, and I knew immediately what you were talking about because I don't watch it either. So I guess I'm looking forward to it somewhat. Like, Supergirl was good still. Yeah. I ended up liking that a lot more than I thought that I would. Of course, The Flash. Like, I've been talking about how I like that one. So we'll
you
just
made
see
me catch
what,
up on that.
What happens? Did you finally?
Yes.
Months and months later?
Yes, and now I'm watching it. I'm caught up. And I'm doing what these normies do and waiting every week to watch an episode.
Wow.
So
you will never be normal. So let's just throw that out right there, okay? So anyway, I'm glad that you're happy because I haven't heard you that excited about anything we've discussed on this podcast outside of Smallville and that potential
like
rant.
They knew.
That's just knew been bubbling up.
This.
Yes.
Right?
And just for you. They did it just for you.
But that's all I got on news from me.
All right. So now we are moving on to the next segment, which is our spotlight. This week, our spotlight is going to Roberto Blake, content creator extraordinaire. Although on his actual Instagram, it says creative entrepreneur, speaker, and coach. And it's true. He has a YouTube channel. He's pretty much on like damn near every platform, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And he's got features. He does a lot of tutorials and like helpful videos. I know that he was helpful to me when I first started doing YouTube. This is before he even had like some of those tutorials or questions that I would ask him what inspired him to make some of the videos that he did. And he's a good dude, man. I've known him for years. And he travels around a lot now and does a lot of speaking. I know he done stuff with Adobe, actually YouTube themselves. So I think that if you're out there and you have tech questions, that's your go-to guy right there. Because more often than not, he's going to have an answer. And you better believe if he doesn't, he's going to find out. So that's a great resource to check out. Like I said, he's Roberto Blake on YouTube, at Roberto Blake, which is R-O-B-E-R-T-O-B-L-A-K-E on Instagram. And I'm pretty sure it's the same on all of his other platforms, his website. He's got merch. He kind of does it all. So do you have any thoughts on that, Ryan?
Oh, definitely check him out, because I know it's difficult to start a YouTube channel and be relevant online. And he just has a lot of content and information explaining more so how to deal with that. I got to meet him a couple of times over the past couple of years. And before I even met him, I was just a subscriber and I was taking a lot of his advice. And the big part of it is just me following it. If I stayed with it, I think I could have seen some improvements on my channel and stuff like that. But there's been a lot of people with successful channels that has owed all to him. So definitely check him out if you're definitely trying to get into the social media game, because he has the information for it.
Yeah, he's got a lot of helpful advice and tutorials, like I said. Even stuff that's like pointers, things you didn't think about. Because even if you're already successful, it never hurts to still get feedback from somebody else in the same industry. Because me personally, I feel like you can always learn from others.
Yep.
Me, myself, I just went to a podcasting event because I want to learn more so we can bring you better content. We can do better, and other people are always going to have a different perspective. So I guess I look at it that way as well. And
yeah,
show him some love. Tell him we sent you. Okay. Because that is a hard working brother. Brother. So anyway, that about wraps it up for this episode of the Geeks Advocate Podcast. As always, you can contact us online at thegeeksadvocate.com, at gmail.com. You can also message us on Instagram at thegeeksadvocate, as well as Facebook. So do you have any final thoughts to add, Rain?
No, you know where to find us: Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and hopefully a few more outlets. So look forward to that. On our Instagram, we'll be posting where we'll be sharing our podcast. So hopefully we'll reach a lot more of you in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely we will reach a lot more, because there are more platforms available. We are actually changing up some stuff on the back end. Mm-hmm. And so that will give us a broader reach so we can connect with more of you guys. So look forward to that. All right, so until the next episode, we will catch you next time.
Peace.